We just passed what would have been the 90th birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. He did not even reach his 40th birthday in life, murdered in Memphis, doing what he did his entire adult life, working to get greater rights for people who'd been abused or ignored, or usually both, for years. The life of the civil rights leader is observed as a holiday on Monday, the 21st. Kids get out of school and government offices close, and there are observations of MLK's life and legacy. Year in and year out, Ashland holds a very big one, and we invited a few of the key people in the celebration to visit with a preview. D.L. Richardson, who has been a guest host of the program in the past and our friend for a long time, is here. He's the MC of the event at the Armory and has been for quite a few years. D.L., good to see you in the new studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Gina Duquesne is with us as well. She's a member of the committee organizing the event. Gina, good to have you back here.
Thank you. Good morning.
So a little history here from either one of you. Why Ashland? How did Ashland become the epicenter of this large, like we're talking hundreds of people who show up every year, aren't we?
That's a good question. And yes, you are. You're talking at least, for most part, sometimes 1,000 people and anywhere from 800 to 900 people on average. And so it's just a great thing. I think just because the city itself has always been in that thought of, or in more recent years have been in that thought of, we want to make sure that the idea of peace and love and the idea of righteousness comes forth, and we will do our best to be at the forefront of that. I think that's what's been going on for the most part, and that's one of the reasons why Ashland's been such a big deal. This is our 31st year.
The 31st
year, and so it's not anything that was short-term. It stayed in place, and people tend to enjoy coming here and having just a good time celebrating the life and understanding that we keep trying to push this idea of again, peace and harmony and how we continue on with it.
Is there a certain level of irony when you think about it historically because of the fact that Ashland was a hotbed of Ku Klux Klan activity a century ago?
One of the great things about that, in 1924, Ashland had the largest Klan rally on the West Coast. And that's one of the great things that we're able to show our kids, more specifically our kids, that out of the hatred that was born and that manifested itself in Ashland for so many years, we were also able to come through that and come from that and push ourselves into something better and greater, which is what we celebrate on MLK Day.
And you said sometimes more than 1,000 people show up for the event?
Yeah, we have had more than 1,000 people show up. That's one of the reasons why we started incorporating the Varsity Theater, and the Varsity Theater people have been great with us and have done a great job in allowing us to have that as a second venue where we live stream. In fact, Gina can tell you more about that.
Yeah, Gina, if you can, give us a description of the venue and the way things are set up.
Being a part of Team House this year is very exciting for me.
Team House.
We put things together in the Armory and also overflowing to the Varsity, which is the second part. It's live streamed there. I've been in both places, and even the Varsity is full on MLK Day, and the Armory is full, and we have about 700 chairs, 750 chairs at the Armory in the overflow, and then we march over to the plaza for I Have a Dream speech, and the camaraderie and the sense of wholeness and peace and acceptance is so exciting. And then of course the next month is Black History Month, so just that collective time of year, this collective time of year, is very special to us.
I have to say, though, that I mean, it's great that you got this going on and you got Black History Month right after, but it seems like the world keeps giving you examples of why we need to continue talking about Martin Luther King Jr. and his work, particularly in the United States over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. That's quite a context in which to function.
Well, the opportunity that's presented in front of us, especially this year, something that DL touched on, is, looking at 1924 and now looking at 2019, then and now, and how Dr. King's life and his death has allowed us to sit here in the state of Oregon right now where we are is just a wonderful thing. And these challenges that are presented to us, I feel like, really allow us an opportunity to continue the conversation, continue the demonstration, continue the love and the peace, so that Dr. King's dream really does live today, because we're not going to give up. We're going to continue to march. We're going to continue to demonstrate, and we're going to continue to love each other.
Gina Duquesne and D.L. Richardson, our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, involved very heavily with the Martin Luther King Day event in Ashland on Monday with the main venue at the Armory, where you'll see the people in person, and then the side venue with the live stream at the Varsity Theater. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. Your thoughts on civil rights, on observing Martin Luther King's birthday, or other thoughts related to these, welcome here on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 or JX at jeffnet.org. DL, how directly do you aim for the issues of now in the program? I know you're not the only speaker there by any stretch of the imagination, but I just am curious to know how contemporary you keep some of the discussion.
That's one of the things we try our best to make sure that with our guest speakers, with our keynote speakers, that they are in tune with what's going on right now and how we are approaching that every day with the idea of King's dream at the forefront. This year we are having Camilla Long, who's an OSF person, and she's coming to, as a keynote speaker, she's really going to dig more into what are we doing now? Are we just standing still, or have we actually done more to keep pushing the dream through and empowering the dream, as we keep saying? And when we say empower the dream, that's exactly what we mean, that how can we make sure that it's strong and that the message is there and that it doesn't stop? And what are we looking at the issues of the day, as you ask, whether it's immigration, whether it's reform, all of these things that we try to push forth within the work that we're doing. And that's why I've always said that I think this particular celebration is one of the better ones that I've been to. Being from Alabama, I have gone through several.
You're from Selma, right?
From Selma, Alabama, mm-hmm. Right. And the idea of seeing all of the different types of people coming together for this celebration, all the different colors, all the different cultures, and then pushing that through, I think it's more what King envisioned of all of these different cultures coming together and trying to help one another and make sure that we were there for one another. I think it's a great thing.
Is there any sense that we may be having sharper discussions right now, but at least we're having discussions? I mean, is there any benefit to that end of things, that by at least knowing that there are racists in our midst, we are dealing with a level of awareness we might not have had before?
Go ahead, Theo. Well, we'll just kind of piggyback from one another, but I'm very excited about the discussions that we're having today, because sometimes especially now is the time to have the uncomfortable conversations. When we have the uncomfortable conversations, we can, in my opinion, get to the core of what that is. And so to start the conversation and continue it, I think, is really strong. Something that DL had mentioned is that our speaker, our keynote this year, the message that she's going to bring is real. It is cohesive with the times that we live in, and it's something to listen to and be heard. So I hope it rolls over and it continues. DL, what were you going to say?
I'm still adding the fact that I look at all the things that we're doing within the community and within specifically the MLK celebration, and the first things I always think about is how important it is to explain what's happening to our children and making sure that our kids in elementary schools and the high schools get what we're doing and why we're doing it. It's not just another program. It's not just another event or the day you get out of school for, but it's something that's exciting and that we're hoping that you carry on to continue with in your lives. We have great programs right now. I love what Walker Elementary does every year, which is making sure that they march from Walker Elementary School in a simulated march as a protest march to SOU. They did that yesterday. And then there's programs at SOU, and then listen to all these little kids and all of the heartfelt things that are coming out. It's just exciting. And then brand new with that is today, actually, the other three elementary schools in Ashland, the Hillman Elementary School, Bellevue, and Willowwind, along with Ashland Middle School, will all be meeting up as well. They're going to meet up at Ashland Middle School, and then they're going to do a march and come back and have programs. It'll be the first year they've done that. And so we're just continually pushing it. And then just to add on, Sunday is actually Medford's MLK Day. They are actually going to present programs, and they're going to have the kids as well, similar to what we've done. And just, and then, of course, we do ours on Monday, and I'm really looking forward to all of the work that they do and how they get it through.
D.L. Richardson will be the MC at the MLK Day events on Monday in Ashland. Gina Duquesne is a member of the committee organizing the event, and you can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. And, D.L., I'm glad you moved into talking about kids because that's a big question. I mean, you're talking to kids at this point in history who potentially have grandparents who don't remember the life of Martin Luther King Jr. So I just wonder what the trick is to make relevancy of things that are unknown to the lives of the people you're talking to.
I think that's a great question, though, because one of the things when we're looking at these kids, you'd be amazed at how these kids look and how they talk about the life of MLK, because there's so much. I think kids are smarter, to be honest with you, than we were back in the day. And the idea of having love and peace in their hearts toward every person is something that they want to be filled with and want to permit, make sure it's there. And you're right, there are so many parents may not know who MLK was in the same sense that most of us do. And so we continue to teach, we continue to train, we continue to give them ideas about here's what this person was, here's how this person thought, and here's why it's so relevant today. And the more we work on keeping that dream and the relevancy of it, I think the better we do and the more the kids are getting it and understand it. If you go and you listen, you think you're looking to a lot of these little kids, you think they're historians. They really do push it through.
There's the other element, too, though. I mean, is the less elevated side of Dr. King's life, the side the FBI focused on affairs and that sort of thing. And I just wonder how much context to provide and at what age about the fact that Dr. King was, like a lot of people, no saint.
I think the older the kids get, it's the more we get into it. And we don't shy away from it, never have. Teaching civil rights history and make sure that that's one of the forefronts we show. Mm-hmm. And it shows to me the point that here's someone that was an ordinary person with faults and things that we all have and situations that we all have, yet he came out of that to create something great and provide something great for humanity. And so we push that, obviously, as well. But I don't shy away from any other negative things that we've heard as well. I think it's important to show that you can be great regardless of your frailties.
Have there been times in recent years in particular when it's been a little hard to, I don't know, get up off the mat, get out of bed, plan a program like this when you've had a succession of highs and a lot of lows? You got the election of Barack Obama as president, but you also got Ferguson and Charlottesville and the comments of Steve King as reported just this week with a censure in the U.S. House of Representatives. I think the vote was 424-1. He was not the one. Bobby Rush was. He didn't think it was enough punishment for Steve King. So, I mean, are there times when it's like, oh, boy, how do we get up and do this again?
Because of all that, we get up and do this again. Because of all that, we find the strength and we go out there and do it again. And for me, it's not so much as finding the strength, is that is a motivation to go out there and organize and to speak our minds and to know our history. All of this is going down in our history. And just to look back at what Dr. King has done, that's a part of our history. So to educate our youth and ourselves and to continue to move forward, because if we don't, to what end?
Distinction. It's not in spite of, it's because of.
That's right.
So, D.L., you mentioned Camilla Long is going to be the keynote speaker. What are some of the other elements of the program coming up on Monday?
Well, we're having everything from a Native American, Brent Ferrando, who's with Native American Studies here at SOU, will be, he and his band or his drum circle will be presenting for us. We're having songs from Walker Elementary. The Rogue Valley Peace Choir will be performing, again, with the keynote speaker. And then we are, one of the programs I think that I'm really looking, one of the things I'm looking forward to, as I do with all of them, but the officer we lost last year.
Malchus.
His daughters would be performing as well, and we're so excited to have them and excited for them to share in the celebration and to share their father's life with us.
He was a very very popular member of the Ashland Police Force and died on the job, not for any gunshot reason. Right. He had a heart attack, I believe. But, but yeah, it really shook the community up. So his daughters really will be performing.
Yes.
That's impressive. And so you mentioned fullness at both venues generally. Is there an outside place? Where, is there a, like a catching place for standing room only crowds to gather to be able to at least hear what gets done?
Well, what we do have, and it'll be noted at both locations, that you can go to Facebook and you could see it live streamed also from your home. So because we live in such a, in a time when this is needed, we are expecting a full house in both venues, and that's exciting. But people can live stream. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the march afterwards, and we all meet on the plaza, and that's
And the entire I Have a Dream speech is broadcast?
The entire
dream, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does it ever get old, either of you?
No.
Never. It just doesn't.
What time do the events get going on Monday?
On Monday for us, it's going to be, doors will open at 11:30, mm-hmm. and then we will start the program from 12, start at 12 and go from 12 until 1:30. If the MC's not overly long, we will stay in at 1:30. If he's way too long, we're in a little bit later.
MC as in yourself.
Yeah, as in myself, yeah. It's... And I'm not going to apologize for that, because I think if we could spend an hour and a half to 2 hours talking about Dr. King for that time, well, then so be it.
Yeah, if it's once a year, sure, yeah. We're not asking a lot of people. Okay, the Martin Luther King Jr. celebration in Ashland starting at noon on Monday at both the Armory and at the Varsity Theater with the March to the Plaza afterward. We have pulled up audio of last year's celebrations in Boston with the Boston Children's Chorus, and they'll take us out. D.L. Richardson, the MC of the event, Gina Duquesne, one of the organizers, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
And to take us up to Marketplace Tech, here's the rest of the Children's Choir with We Shall Overcome.